Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. This week's podcast topic is all about building a team. And this is something I see every so often ask on social media, and I wanted to just take a moment to kind of explain what the benefits are of building a team and why you might want to consider it. Now, I'll tell you this right off the bat. If you're new to being a VA and being part of the VA industry, this is not something you're going to want to do at least until after you've been in business, I'd say a year, because you really have to understand all the moving parts and the systems of how to run a VA business before you can successfully build a team or an agency. So just a little caveat there for you is if you're brand new, please listen, but just realize this may be something you want to revisit after you've been in business about a year. So why build a team? So this was something I did for myself for a number of reasons. One of the things I quit my soul-sucking job for was to be able to have more freedom and flexibility, you know, to obviously give up the commute and you know, punching a time clock, so to speak, even though I didn't really punch one. But my point is that you were expected to be in your desk for certain hours of the day. And I just wanted to get away from all of that. So I started my business and I really went full bore so I could get out of that job. And, you know, I did that for about, I don't know, maybe 2 years. And I just realized one day that I was just burned out. And I really wanted that freedom and flexibility that I was dreaming of getting once I came home and started working for myself. But what was happening was I was working more hours and I was burning out. I didn't have time to do all the things that I had dreamed of doing when I was working for myself full time at home. So building a team was one way for me to scale my existing business. And it was a pretty simple way for me because I was used to being a project manager for so many years and managing team members that it was an easy, you know, kind of an upgrade for me. But really the reasons why I decided to build a team was that more freedom and flexibility. But here is the thing is I wanted to work less, but I didn't want my income to be affected. And, you know, there's only so much time you can sell. So you have to look at alternative ways, if you will, to make more money. And one of the ways to do that is to bring on people who work with you. And when they get paid, you get paid as well. So you end up working less and earning more, and you're getting more freedom and more flexibility. Another thing was to stop turning business away. So, you know, I did WordPress websites, and clients always wanted, rightfully so, someone to help them with their graphics or their copy. And that wasn't something that I did. And so initially I started to turn business away because I didn't do those things. Then I got into referral partners, which is where you just refer business to a trusted partner or colleague, and you get a cut of that. And then they take the client and they run and do whatever it is they do. You aren't managing the day-to-day relationship between your client and them. That's a different relationship. So, you know, that's another option. You could do referral partners. But if you wanted to keep all the work in-house and keep your client in-house, then maybe building a team is a better way to do that. So it's really a great way to scale your current business. And you can also help more people. Not only can you help more clients, but you can help those people who really aren't comfortable marketing themselves or putting themselves out there, but they do great work. And what you do as somebody who has a team is you farm out the work to other people. So you can help more people and become a true CEO. So you could actually get away from doing work altogether in your business and just be the sales and marketing team, which is what pretty much a CEO does as well. So those are some reasons why you might be interested in building a team, or maybe you just want to add an additional revenue stream to your business. It will do that as well. So how do you get started if it's something you decide you want to do? Well, first of all, you need to ask yourself a few questions. Do you want a team or an agency? So I'm going to give you my definitions, and these are Susan's definitions, which means if you talk to somebody else, they may tell you something different. But if you're here to listen, then I just want you to understand what my definitions are. A team,
A team is where you add people to your current business to help your current clients. So like I said, I added a copywriter and a graphic designer because those were the things clients were always asking for. And it was an easy fit. And I always had work for them because it was something I could easily farm out to them. But then I get to keep the client, and I also got paid while they were working and I wasn't. So that's a team. An agency is almost like a staffing agency where the owner, you, doesn't actually do work with clients anymore. All you do is market and sales. So you bring in people to do different types of work. So there are agencies for digital marketing and copywriting and, you know, HR and all different kinds of things. An agency is just a much larger team, a lot larger complexities, and your role really becomes CEO. You really don't do any of the day-to-day work because your job is to bring in business. So that's really my definition. I can go into more detail, but that kind of gives you the gist of it. And it's easier to start with a team and then scale to an agency if that's something you decide you want to do at a later time. Obviously, an agency is going to be higher revenue, but it's also got more moving pieces and more moving parts, so it's going to have a higher overhead than just two or three team members that you have on your own team. So what do you do first? So if you say, okay, I want to start a team. Well, I would really recommend that you understand the complexities of what adding a team to your business does. You're going to need additional systems and processes and workflows because not only are you supporting your clients yourself, now you've got additional clients and additional team members, and you have to make sure all the work is getting done, not just your work, but their work. And you have to make sure that the clients are getting the work that you need to give to them. And there's just so many moving pieces. And so you have to understand, you know, go in with your eyes open, that there's a lot of complexities, but it's just like anything else. It's a system. Just like your business is a system, you would basically bolt on a team system to your existing business, and that would have all of those workflows and processes and systems in it, you know, because you have to think about, well, how do they get work and how do they get paid and when do they get paid and how do you track what they're doing and all that kind of stuff. And then how do you hire and how do you fire and how do you find? So there's a lot of things going on when it comes to building a team. So just realize there's more moving parts, there's more complexities. But the first thing you really want to do is set up your systems, those systems that are going to help you run your business and increase the workload. Right? So that's where you want to lean on the technology to help you do that, because there's so many great pieces of technology that can help you automate so many different things that you do, not only for your own business, but for anybody that's part of your team and your clients. So really the first thing to do is decide if it's something you want to do. Decide if you want to do a team or an agency, and then really look at starting to set up your systems. And one of the common questions I get is, well, can you hire subcontractors before you have work for them? Yes, and your team can be independent contractors or subcontractors, or they can actually be employees. It either way works. It just depends on your business model and what you're looking for. But if you're going to hire independent contractors / subcontractors for your business, you don't guarantee hours. That's what an employer does. So you can certainly get your team in place before you started bringing in clients, right? So if you're interested at all in learning more about building a team or an agency, I have a free in-depth webinar that will go into so much more than I did here. And I've provided the link in the description for this particular podcast. It's an automated webinar. It starts every 5 minutes. So you can stop and start it as you go. And it will give you a ton more detail, as I said, than I did here. So hopefully you found this podcast worthwhile and valuable. If you did, please feel free to subscribe and feel free to share it with anybody that you know that might be interested. And remember, this podcast is available on all the popular podcast channels as well. Love to hear from you. If you have a comment, please feel free to leave it below, and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.